We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Righteousness Consciousness Defined. Today's meditation was written by Dr. Ebele Uzor Peters. We shall take our Bible reading from Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you, and be sure of this: I am with you always, even to the end of the age. I have just read from the New Living Translation. Back in the day, we were taught that we must begin every prayer by confessing our sins because God wouldn't hear us otherwise. Apart from the fact that it is unwise to discard the words of Jesus as not applicable to the church, one clear indication that what we call the Lord's Prayer is a New Testament prayer is that confession of sins does not come first. In Old Testament times, the people had to purify themselves before approaching God. There were sin offerings and trespass offerings. See Leviticus 5-6. But Jesus instructed his disciples to begin prayer by saying, Our Father, see Matthew 6:9-13, Luke 11:1-4. Notice the order the Lord gives: worship, praying the kingdom, asking for provision before asking for forgiveness, praying for protection, ending in praise. This is righteousness consciousness defined. The person praying this prayer may have sinned knowingly or unknowingly, yet he does not approach God with guilt and fear, thinking God will not hear him until he has listed and confessed every single sin. That is the bondage of legalism. He does not claim that his sins are automatically forgiven, and therefore he never needs to confess anything. That is the bondage of licentiousness. Instead, he approaches his Father boldly, worships freely, prays for the spread of God's kingdom, asks for his daily needs, and then, within the warmth of fellowship, asks for forgiveness for his trespasses. This is the heart of one who knows God personally, loves God enough to be bold, and fears God enough to be holy. If you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from 2 Chronicles 6-10. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.